We're in the middle of Siman Kuf Chav Dalet. We're in the middle of Sif Ches. Sif Ches, we discuss Amin Chatufa, Amin Ketufa, and Amin Yisoma. We had, each one had a few shitas. By Amin Yisoma, it was a little bit more labedic. Turned into what seems to be a Machlokas Mechaber Ramah. Although it seems like the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber, he's just being Moisif a Chumra. Okay, we discussed that yesterday. So, but we didn't finish Siv Ches yesterday. Okay, the last line of the Ramah brings down a third sheet from the Abu Jam. What is an Amen Yisoma? V'lo yamtin im anias amen ela miyad kishakila brocha yan amen. That Amen should be said right away. What does it mean? Some say the time it takes to say three words, some say four. Some like a rabbi, some like a rabbi Mori. Okay, but tzibur kaima the achikilu roba tzibur lanos amen who adayin v'chol habracha mutu l'kaecha lanos imohem. So that's what we're going to get to today, that if you're in a tzibur, the amen of the tzibur is considered to be part of the bracha. Okay, so as long as rov of the tzibur is in the middle of answering amen, that's a continuation of the bracha, and then you can have the right to answer amen at that point.
What about amen in Shmira?
Same thing.
No,
oh, no. I don't think so. Okay. Okay, Mishmar Sivkatan Lamed Hey. Vima, this is one of the issues I've had for years. One of my pet peeves. Vima, Shil Tibur Marek Benigun Shal Ve'imru Amen. Yomru Akal Amen Miyad. Ken Nigun Have Hefsik. The Amen on the Kaddish is not on the Ve'imru Amen. It's on what? Tamriyam Be'alma. There is already appropriate to answer Amen. The Imru Amen, okay. But when the Nigun, I don't know, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's like a standard thing. They there's no room for that. But by the end of the, basically the end of the Akkadish and the Imru Amen, that's a hefsek. I don't get it. That's what they do in our shul, and I don't think we're the only ones. Every shul, they do the ay at that point. Okay, I don't know. I don't get it. V'davka imarech harbe v'nigun. V'davka li'in kaddish. She kvar kila etzim abakosha achatevetz bizman kariv o achatevetz damiram b'yalma. Aval, imashil tzibu marech b'shar brocha b'sofa b'ezim nigun lo yane amen kozman shosim es etzim atevetz shel abrocha. You have to wait to the end of the brocha. The end of the bracha is the end of the bracha. But by kaddish, the kaddish, quote unquote, ends right before the Amiran Ba'alma, the Amiran Ba'alma, or the Imru Amin. I'm sorry. Right before the Imru Amin. The Amin is just telling everyone to answer Amin, but really, that is the point of Amin. And to be mafsik over there, I don't understand. I personally say Amin right away. I say Amin right away. I don't know. What? It might ruin the Negan, but otherwise ruining the Kaddish. I don't know. So over here they have a discussion. What if the guy is Menagin in the last word? So I want to ask the numbers of this question. What if Matzmiach Keren Yeshua? Okay, so the word Yeshua, you can say Yeshua. Okay, so the Yeshua could have
been
Yeshua. So if he's kvetching and singing on the already kind of ended. You're elongating the but you can say the bracha already ended. So I asked this question. So he brings down a machlokas about that. I asked Rav Nemzal's question, and he said, that was the example I gave. Because Magen Abraham, there's an end. Ham. But Yeshua, you can stop and kvetch forever. So I asked Rav Nemzal. So he said, no, we want a full Yeshua. Wait till the end, you want a full Yeshua. So here they bring down a machlokas about this point. That's he brings down a machlokas, but that's what I heard from them as well. Full Yeshua, wait till the end of the nigun. But again, that's by a bracha where the last word is the end of the bracha. But by Kaddish, the Imru Amen is not really part of the Kaddish. Now that's the problem. Okay. I don't know. I have to go ask the Rav about it. I don't know. Instead of getting upset. And it's Kol Nidre, it's Ne'ila, it's the most important times of the year. And I don't get it. Okay, fine. Bye, sir. Continuing in the Mechaber, Kuf Chav Dalet Ches, the end, Velo Yane Amen Kitzara, you should not rush through your Amen. Ela Aruka Ksas, you should elongate your Amen slightly, Kedeshuch Alomar Kel Melech Ne'eman. Amen stands for Kel Melech Ne'eman. So the Amen should be said in a time that you really could have rushed through a Kel Melech Ne'eman. Velo Yarech Ba Yosem Edai, don't elongate the Amen too much. Because if you elongate it too much, it no longer sounds like an Amen. So Don't not too short, not too long, do it just right. Sif Tes. Im yesh ksas meha'onim shema'arichin yose midai. If there are those that are elongating their remains too much, so they are acting improperly. And therefore, ein tzarech hamavarech la'amtin la'am. You don't have to wait for them. That's why you only have to wait for Rova Tzibor, because the assumption is Rova Tzibor answer a proper amen. And it's a minority that elongate the amen in an improper fashion. And therefore, you do not have to wait for them. Okay, now here's another pet peeve of mine. The Mishnah Berurah says, halfway through, so you've got the Lamed Zayin. Ubavonoseinu harabim. Harbi anashim nichshalim izeh, kishem espalim lefne ha'omun. Shechotvin hatcha bracha shelachareha tekev achasiyam bracha shelefanea ve'ein mamtinim bintayim klav. That is ma'akiv. The Chazor HaSashat is not a Chazor HaSashat. You're not allowed to answer amen. He doesn't wait for the amen. He's in a rush. Okay, I don't mind the guys in a rush, but you have to pause for your bracha b'shema and pause for the amen. Rush through the amen. But if you're rushing one bracha into the next and you're not waiting for the tzibur to answer amen, it's not chazal shat. You now to answer amen. Bracha levatolo out the window. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who doesn't wait, you see it. It happens every day. It's nice in B'chol Yom. The Shil Tzibur doesn't know what he's doing. Doesn't know how to down for the Amid. He starts the next bracha before anyone has a chance. And I try to zoop my Amid, like real fast Amid. And even that, it doesn't work because the guy is rushing. And I was in one show that had a sign. And I was very impressed. I had a sign not to do that. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed Ches. You don't have to wait for the stragglers. Who shabrocha in chov ala kol shmoa? And I used to have issues with this, like in certain public sudas, they're making kiddush. Someone's making kiddush for you. He doesn't wait for the amen on the Baruch Pri Hagafen, and he's rushing into the next Baruch Atah Hashem. You missed the first word. You're not Yotze Kiddush. I used to have this all the time. That's a big problem.
But we hold that you can't hear and say it at the same time.
That's a good question. I assume so. I'm not 100% sure about that. I assume that is the case. But practically speaking, you don't hear the Baruch. If you're in a big, whatever it is, you're in a Simcha, you're in a Yeshiva, and the guy making Kiddush, he says the Baruch Pri Hagafen, and people answer Amen, and then he goes right into the bracha without waiting for everybody to finish answering Amen. He has to wait for everybody, because everybody's going to hear the next bracha. So it could be that there's something improper. So that's the question. How does Chazor HaSashatz fit into this? That's the Bir Halacha. Hold on one second. So again, Lamechet says, "Bruja bracha in chovah lekol shema." But Moshe Rabbeinu says, "De chovah, let's say kiddush in a simcha, kiddush in a yeshiva." Beishu shech tzibur oshar mevarech tzarech lahamtin afal atoim. Even if they're mistaken, and even if it's a very long amen, which is probably not, but even if it is, you still have to wait for them. Kedei sheishmu v'yetu de chovah gam hein ba'brachas, because you got to hear the word baruch. The word baruch is an integral part of a bracha. If you don't hear that word, you're not yotze. Then the Biralacha raises your point, which is directly relevant to what we learned yesterday, right? Rishita Samachaber is an Amen Yisom, is a bracha that you need to be Yotzei with. and you didn't hear the bracha fully. So the question is Chazar Soshatz continued considered to be such a bracha? We had a whole discussion about that yesterday. That's all Dian had to understand that Gemara with Shul in Alexandria. Was it Chazar Soshatz or was it Kriyas HaTorah? So Bir Allah Chadim Asik Ein Tzach HaMabarach Ayim Shabrat Ein Bracha Shemati Yechabab Hu Magin Abram Ve'in Chazar Soshatz Shalanu Ar Chazar Soshatz, meaning everyone davened already. Even though all bekiim, it's still takanas chazal to do chazal sashat. So he doesn't give a conclusive bottom line, similar to what we had in Sivchas. It's an efshir. But definitely, if you don't wait for anybody to answer, if you don't wait for Rov Tzibur to answer, and you just keep going, it's not chazal sashat b'chol. Until tonight, you make it. If you don't have nine people answering, you want it to be a tefillah nedava. And if you're in a rush and you don't wait for everybody, it should also be a tefillah nedava. So just daven yourself a tefillah nedava. Okay. Siv Yud. I actually got a phone call yesterday. Someone asked me this question. Okay. Yesterday I wasn't prepared. I don't know if I'm prepared now to answer the question either. Let's see. Siv Yud. Mi sheshachach v'lomer yalav yavo b'rosh chodesh v'chol shemoed v'chol davar shetzach la'achzav b'shvilo. He forgot yalav yavo. He must repeat Shmona Esrei. Okay, and that's he finished Shmona Esrei. And it's shachar, so it's mincha. Before Chazar Soshatz, you realize, oh, Jay, I missed yalav yavo. I got to daven again. Does he have the option now to listen to the Sheikh Tzibur and to be yotze with the Sheikh Tzibur? As a general rule, you don't. You're a bucky, you got to daven, you have to daven yourself. But I davened already, I just messed up. Can I now be yotze with the Sheikh Tzibur? So it's interesting. I don't remember exactly what the question was last night. We'll see in Mishabura. It becomes Nogia. Yeah. No. Is it right? It is a mistake. And he said Mashi Brach Merde Geshem instead of Merde Tah. I think that's what it was. So that's, we'll see in Mishabura. It's not so posh. The other way could be he said the same Talmud Bracha instead of the same Bracha.
Shouldn't we have brought this up a lot earlier?
Didn't we? Yeah, we sort of did. I don't know. He keeps quoting from all over.
Covered things in Shmona.
I know, because here it's Hilchos Chazar Soshatz, so it's over here. But you're right. It was touched on earlier. I don't remember what we said and if we went into it. Let's see. So if you got to say Al Viavo. Oh, B'chol Dovah Shetzach La'achzor B'Shvilo. Now, I don't know what that means. What if you skip the bracha of Shmona Esrei? Like, you also have to repeat Shmona Esrei, but that's different than you forgot Yalav Yavo. Right? We had this whole Chakira, Yalav Yavo. Is it like you didn't daven, or you did daven, you just didn't say Me'ein HaMa'ora? If you miss a bracha, you didn't daven. I wouldn't call it bracha v'adah, but you didn't daven. You're not yotze davening. Even that's a davening. Even if the Me'ein HaMa'ora is not a Me'ein HaMa'ora. You miss davening. Let's see. So here the Mechaber says, Yichavin Daito V'yishma Mishir Tzivo Kol Shmona Esrei Brachos Merosh V'Atzov. You have to listen to Chazal Soshatz from beginning to end. Kodem Shemispar La'atzma. V'lo Yavsik V'lo Yasiach. Don't interrupt and don't speak. U'posei Hashem Shilz Acharav. And at the end, you take 3 steps back as if you were davening. Dikim and Shikvar Ispalel Elash Shachach V'lo Hiskis. And you already davened once. You just made a mistake and missed something. Avabishu Baki. Even though you're a Baki, and usually you can't rely on Shil Tzibur, here you can. Here's Shil Tzibur Motzio. Right, so here Mishra says, if Kretan Lama says, Mashmi Lashin Zeh, Da Filin Dileg Mashi Baruch, Shim Mishalosh, Rishonos, Vichem Ruchach Boor Zaruch, Simin Tav Samach. So that would answer the question I got last night, Lichor. Vayin Le'el, the Simin Kufi Yudav Shem 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 So yes, it was touched on in Kuf Yudal. Now in the Kuf Yudal, Kuf Chavav, Ma'aseh Shem Shabruah, B'Shem Eli Rabba V'Agra. So, officially we spoke about it, officially we're going to speak about it, and here it is over here. Now, in footnote 61, the Dershu brings down from that over there, in the Shari Tshuva, Sivkat and Vav, that he quoted a Shalmei Tzibur, that if it's within the first 3 brachas of Shmona Esrei, you make a mistake as if you didn't daven at all. And then that doesn't count at all. You can't be yotze with Shil Tzibur.
What did we just say?
So he's saying it's mashma from here that if you made a mistake in mashi brachim and agashim first row is okay. However, I what the Shari Tshuva said. That's what the Shari Tshuva. But the Shari Tshuva did not give a conclusive bottom line over there. He said, "V'lo ichriya Hashami Tzibur b'davar." The Hashami Tzibur himself just said, "Maybe it doesn't count." Meaning, again, There's a difference between not saying Yalav Yavo and messing up in Ma'ashi Baruch Hu Nigashim. I don't know why that's exactly the first three brachas. Because in the same bracha, if you made a mistake, you also have to repeat Shemana Esrei, if you didn't remember till you finished. And if you miss a bracha, it's also, so I don't know why there's a chilek in the first three brachas. I would say there's a chilek between Me'ena Ma'ora and an Ika part of the bracha. But I don't know why it doesn't mention Baruch Hu Nigashim and the same Talmudic bracha. I don't have clarity in that. But over there, the issue says, the Shartshuva over there said that B'diyeved, if you listen to the Shlich Tzibur, he should not daven again. But if he can daven again with Tzvah Nadava, it's okay. So Mamish, even B'diyeved, he's not so thrilled with it. Even B'diyeved, he listened to the whole 19 brachas. But then he says, hold on. Okay, this is Chavin Daito. Even the shiltzibah is not motzi, only in a baki. Now, here, there should bring from the Taz. When you forgot one thing, you basically done. If I got one thing, you can rely on shiltzibah. That sounds like even if I get a whole bracha, that would be okay. I basically davened. Maybe. So holy is very not clear. From the Mechaber, it sounds like it's okay. Mishabir doesn't sound so excited. But oh, but hold on, I take it back. I don't really take it back. There's two problems over here. One is, can a baki be yotzei with the chazar sashat? Be'etzem. Now there's a separate problem. We live in a space cadet generation. So you gotta listen to 19 brachas from beginning to end without spacing out, paying attention to what's going on. And that's very challenging, right? That's what Mishu was talking about right now. You might space out and miss some important words.
But so many times you say the same thing by repeating something. So you were saying, don't listen to Shlitzibur.
No, hold on. If I say something, but my brain is not there, I'm basically Yotzei. Okay, we had an issue with the first bracha, that you need to know what you're saying. But aside for that, on automatic pilot, I'm Yotzei. Okay, we don't start over the Reb Chaim. You're supposed to know that you're in front of Hashem. But it's when you're listening to someone, if you're listening, it's much harder. And once you're spacing out, you mean you're not listening anymore. You didn't hear it. You know, I could say the words just by spacing out, but I cannot listen and space out. Because if I'm spacing out while I'm listening, then I'm not called listening anymore. So that's, yeah. And then we also have the problem with the Shlich Tzibur who doesn't pronounce words properly, and that's because of a bachel. You're out the mashat darkul avli amilos. He swallows the words. Midina arselizmach ashat el chayav ispal ba'atzma. So we got three issues. One is, hey, does it work? What the mechaber is saying? Does it work? Is it just a din bayalav? Okay, let's assume you can rely on the mechaber. Maybe it's only din yalav yavo. Who says it works when you forgot other things? B, can you pay attention for 19 brachos straight? And C, even if you are paying attention, is the Shlich Tzibur qualified? Is he going to say Chazashas properly? That's going to enable you to be Yotzei, even if you are listening with full attention for 19 brachos. And then he gets into the Shabbos of Kot Memah with a different problem, which is the Modim. A lot of Shif, for some reason, the Shlich Tzibur in a lot of places just says the Modim to himself. Everyone's saying Modim Durabana. But the guy who wants to be Yotzei, he needs to hear the Modim. So he just said the modem to himself. So boom, you missed modem.
I have a question.
So maybe, as a question, maybe you just say for modem. Okay, the Mishnah doesn't like this concept that the Shlich Tzibur says modem quietly. His job is to be motzi those who need to be yotzei. He should say it aloud. Oh, so Mishabur in the Sharatzion, oh, it's Mem Zion. So the Sharatzion points out that maybe you can say modem to yourself. The etched the Yomer Elo Atevus Belachash Bifnei Atzma. Just say modem. You heard up to modem. Now say modem to yourself. Do me the Maker Primogadim Eiyin Megillah Lamar Baatzin Is Atevus Baapeh Belachash Lo Shama Osam Mipi Hashat. That's Muskum. I mean that everyone does. You're listening to Kriyas Megillah. You missed a word. You can read it inside your Chumash. The question is, what about over here? Would that be good as well? Right, this famous Stipler, this famous Rabbi Kiv Eger. So Dershu brings down the Stipler here. to hear part of a bracha with Shmi and part of a bracha about Mira. Okay, hold on. So you can't. I don't want to get into that. No, but he says basically you can say the words that you by Efshir. Then you can say the words that you miss by yourself. What does Efshir mean? Efshir means you can. You can't. Sounds like you can.
Maybe.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's hard to believe that it's so difficult to be Yotzi the Shitzi work when the whole idea was made for like people who can't even daven.
Yes.
They have some special koach.
Yes. Yes. They had a better concentration 2,000 years ago than we have. And I'll prove it, because the whole concept of Zimun is also supposed to be like that. Real Zimun is the Mezamin benches and everyone else listens. But it's three or four brachas that you need to pay attention to. They're not short. And therefore, this was already probably 1,000 years ago by the time it was shown him. They already said, well, we're not able. I don't know if they're worried about the Yechidim or the Hamonam, whatever it is. But people are not going to be paying attention for all the brachas. And therefore, they're not going to be Yotzi benching. So now we do a pretend Zimun. The Mezamin is supposed to say the whole thing out loud. We'll get there when we get there, Bezat Hashem. And everyone else is supposed to say it quietly with the Mezamin.
The Zimun is that everybody's supposed to.
Yeah, but that's different. You're not doing that because the other people can't bench.
Right, but that's what Zimun is.
They don't even know Hebrew to dub it.
But that's their concept of Zimun, is to listen, not to say. But we showed them already say that we're not going to do that properly, and therefore we do a mini Zimun. We do a Zecher the Zimun. Yeah, it's easier to pay attention when you know what you're saying. Okay, Yud Aleph. Okay, we're not going to have to finish Yud Aleph. Yud Beis. We'll start with Yud Aleph tomorrow. I'll just do Yud Beis quickly because it's short. Ha'one, I'm skipping Yud Aleph. We'll do it tomorrow. Ha'one Amen lo yagbi kol yosem amavarech. One who answers Amen should not answer Amen more loudly than the person making the bracha himself. That is a Gemara. The pasuk goes, "Gadul Hashem et with me, unrom Hashem yachdav together." That you're not going to be louder than me. V'nira doedin in yibarchu obrikas hazimun gamkin lo yagbiya haone yosem hamavarech. I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatim Emzayim. Old nira. So what if you're the Rebbe? The Rebbe always screams the Amen to inspire the Talmidim or his congregants to answer Amen, then it's okay.
The kids in the middle of school.
But that's not appropriate. The kids should not be screaming. The adults can scream to Od Nira. Dim Kavanos Barimo Kolok Zariz Laham Sheyan Nugam Heim Mutter. So the Rebbe can answer very loud Amen to inspire the students to answer Amen. But that's not. But the children should not be encouraged to scream Amen.
They are encouraged.
But they shouldn't be.
Is Rav Ackerman against it?
I don't know. What?
It's also very Mekuwal.
Again? The Shiva said was too low? That's a separate problem. He's supposed to be loud.
For anything.
Any bracha you answer Amen, you're not supposed to be louder than the Mavari.
Oh, then his bracha.
And his bracha. Your Amen should not be louder than his. If you're doing it to inspire others, except for Amen Yeshmer Abba, that's probably different. Because that, the Gemara says, to Onet B'chol Kocho. That's the question. Well, it was called Kocho Mamish, or called Kavanasa, Machokas Rashitosis. We discussed when we did Hilchos Kaddish. Then we have some miscellaneous hilchos amen. Achar ketanim bnei chinuch tzarech lanos amen achar brachasan. If a child is a ben chinuch, then he makes a bracha. He's supposed to answer. You have to answer amen. But if the child is not a bar chinuch, is the kid making a bracha at 3 or 4 years old, and it's not age of chinuch, then you're not supposed to answer amen.
Why not?
You
don't really mean it? He doesn't know what he's saying?
I don't know. That's what they say. I don't see that over here. Okay, so it's a Mishnah Berurah in Reish Tetzvav. That's the other half of Hilchos Amen. So here he brings down, and Dershah brings down that the disciple did answer Amen on a Bracha of a Katan, even if he was not age Chinuch. Thank you. Oh wow, interesting. Yeah, footnote 69 of the Algan Tzarichot. Now, when you answer Amen on the bracha of a little kid, that's also chinuch, because you're being mechanachim that we answer Amen on a bracha. And he says, Rosh Hashanah tricked the kid, he did half an Amen, I don't know. Okay, well, we're out of time, we'll discuss that more tomorrow.
68, they talk about answering for Kaddish.